Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We are back for, I'm going to call it one more solo episode because we don't have a guest on this week. But we are so excited. This is our Dear Esty of the month. So for January, if you guys are new, Dear Esty is a segment that we do once a month where you guys write in and we answer all of your questions. So we're going to do that today. But Rachel, what's new with you? What are your weekly faves and what are your updates?
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. happy to do another Dear Esty. It's been a while. Did we do one in December? I feel like it's been a really long time.
No, I think our last one was November.
I think it was.
Yeah.
So we're back. But we also do have more fun guests coming.
Yes.
But okay, weekly favorite this week is the Patrick Ta eyeshadow duos.
Oh.
They're so pretty. I went to Sephora a couple days ago. I had a little shopping trip with my mom. I had a bunch of gift cards from Christmas, just to different shops. And yeah. So we went to Sephora and I stocked up on my favorite Fenty Beauty foundation. I got the Rare Beauty blush that has
the shimmery one. So pretty.
I like swore off of Rare Beauty just because the packaging, it's hard to open and it shatters easily, but the product is just so beautiful that I'm like, screw it.
Like, I'll do it.
Yeah. So I got that, but I am obsessed with the Patrick Ta eyeshadow duos. Really pretty. So yeah,
amazing.
That's all it is. What's your weekly favorite?
My weekly favorite is creatine of all sorts. Creatine monohydrate, that one. So I've been taking creatine I've been taking it off and on for years and years and years, but over like the last, I would say it's probably been like 3-4 months since they launched their own creatine with just ingredients, I've been taking it religiously. No joke, I feel like I'm getting so much stronger. Like, I can actually feel it in my muscles and I can tell a huge difference in my workouts that I actually feel like I'm getting a pump. And it's just like when your muscles are just feeling so full.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been loving it because I feel like I'm finally seeing a lot of progress that I've been working freaking hard for years. So yeah, no, that's my favorite for the week. Nothing too crazy, but just one thing.
Do you take it every time after your workouts?
I drink it during my workout. So I mix it with my Redmond Relight and then I just bring it to the gym with me and then I sip on it throughout my whole workout. And yeah, or I drink it right before. Yeah.
Do you currently have some at Flourish?
Creatine?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I think we have some in the order coming in.
I want one.
Okay, we'll order you. We'll order you.
Because one of my goals this year is I want to be buff, strong girl. Love, like very, very strong.
Let's do it.
So
creatine it up.
Anything to help.
It's
love
fantastic. That. No, I feel like, not that it makes your workouts easier, but I notice that I get more sore when I take it because you push yourself so much harder because it's a vasodilator. Mm-hmm. So it makes all your veins dilate. And so when your veins are dilated, there's more oxygen. When there's more oxygen to your muscles, they're able to lift more.
Love that.
Love it. Like, love that. I was doing some like lat pull downs and I was pulling like 100 pounds.
Nice.
Like, I'm typically like, you know, like a 40 pounder. No, I was literally pulling down 100 pounds and I was like literally ripped.
She's strong.
Yeah, it was really fun. So creatine is the move. If you're not on it, try it. But what's your update?
Oh my gosh, I had a really exciting update happen literally this morning. So I was just going about my business, doing my morning routine, got home from Pilates, and I looked at my phone and I got an Instagram message from the official Tower 28.
Oh yeah.
Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And so I am just so happy because like I love Tower 28. I use their concealers in my pro makeup kit.
Yes.
And so I haven't responded to them yet, but they want to send me PR.
Love.
And I Like, I like double check the account. I'm like, no way. Like, is this real?
Wait,
They
that's amazing.
little old me with my
I love it.
7,000
No, that's
followers.
amazing though. They
So,
see your talent.
very excited for that. So, Tower 28 reached out to me, and that was like a really exciting thing for me because I love them. And then
What's your favorite product from them?
their concealers,
Oh,
for sure.
really?
I
Okay.
love their concealers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they more like skincare, more makeup? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
I've only used their makeup.
Okay. Lovely. That's exciting.
So, yeah, besides that, just work, same.
Yeah, same.
But tell me your updates. You have some fun ones.
Have some fun ones. So I officially launched some more labs now at Flourish. Gosh, I can't even remember how many there are. I now have the GI map, which is a stool sample. I have the Dutch test, which is a urine sample, and it stands for dried urine test for comprehensive hormones. So if you feel like you have cortisol or hormonal issues, that's a really great one. If you think you have like parasites or bacteria or digestive issues, the GI map is for you. And then I also have a micronutrient panel, which essentially tests for so many different nutrient deficiencies. And then it'll tell me exactly what dosage you need for your body in order
Wow.
for it to function optimally. It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
And then I have the comprehensive metabolic panel, and that includes the hormone panel. And so that's just testing like your A1C, your white blood cells, red blood cells, and just like your body's overall immunity and health and liver function and kidney function. And then I have the IgG food sensitivity test, which it's this food sensitivity test that tests for like 96 different foods that are just common allergens, and it'll tell us what ones are working for you and which ones are not. And then the comprehensive thyroid panel just tells me the function of your thyroid, if all of the conversions are happening properly, and what kind of supplementation you may need to have your hormones work again. So
That is so cool. Have
lots
you
of them.
done all of them yourself? Like someone's done that for you.
Yes.
Very
Yes.
cool.
And I mean, okay, let me tell you guys. Okay. I started getting these functional labs done many, like probably, I don't know, 10 years ago, when I first saw a naturopath. But about 3 years ago, I had my first Dutch test done right after I became a health coach because I'm like, I want to offer labs. And then I got my lab, I'm going to say translated by a naturopath, and I knew nothing. And I'm like, what the frick? I will never understand that. Like, that is beyond my comprehension. That will never happen. And so then 2 years ago, I did another Dutch and I'm like, okay, this is the time. Like, I'm gonna understand it this go around. Like, I've learned so much in this last year. It's like, I'm gonna get it. And then again, I was like, I don't get it. And just by me getting it done, I want to be able to understand them and like in order, I don't know. I just, it's weird. But then, this time last year, I took a whole course on how to translate and read and understand this lab, the Dutch. And I was about to offer it. I literally did the whole photo shoot right before I got my nose done. Do you remember
Oh,
that? For the Dutch test?
yes, I do
Yes, when
remember.
you got all of your pictures done, I
Yes.
did a bunch of pictures because I was going to start offering the Dutch test a year ago. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait on it and I'm going to gather all these labs so I can use them in tandem. And so over the last year, I've been taking course after course after course and getting certified in each of these different labs so that I could better understand them. And then because they work so well together and I didn't want to have any missing puzzle pieces. And so I just decided to wait until I was confident to do them together. Because I know a lot of other practitioners love to pair them. And
Yeah.
I wanted to be able to have that option. So I sat on it for a year and finally launched them yesterday. So
I'm so proud of you because
thank
you do put in
you.
so much effort into your studies and it shows.
Oh,
I'm very
goodness.
excited and I
Thank
want
you.
to get every single test
Oh
done
my
and see
gosh.
what's wrong with me.
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Honestly, they're so great. Yeah, I'm doing a bunch right now on Ryder too, because man's he in his healing era. So yeah, it's been really fun though. I've been running them on several different clients over the last couple of months, and it's just been, it's very interesting. It's so much more complex than anything I've ever done before, and it's much more intimidating. But my first hair scan is nothing like the hair scans that I offer now. And I just feel like you just have to start
Yeah.
before you can be good, right? Like you don't ever start perfect,
100% with anything.
with anything. And so, but I do feel confident that like I know my shit and like I can deliver a good scan or a good report, but I do get intimidated sometimes, you know?
Totally.
And then this last week, I also trained my team on two different things. One thing is new for them, and one thing is new altogether at Flourish that we're bringing on in, oh my gosh, just a few days. So you guys will see it. Oh, it should be, we'll launch by the, what day is today? The 29th?
It comes out in
Okay.
like 3, 4 days.
Okay, well, this will be coming out
Oh
live.
no, 5 days.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll tell you guys because everyone, of course, is on the edge of their seat wanting to know. So, I purchased a hyperbaric chamber for Flourish, and if you guys aren't familiar with a hyperbaric chamber, it's like an oxygen tank that you lay in, and it helps you heal, and it's pretty fantastic. It's used for so many different things like autoimmunity, cancer, Lyme's disease, all these skin concerns, eczema, psoriasis, burn victims. It's a plethora of things. So we brought one of those on. I'm so excited. And that launches February. So
That
we've been doing
is
training on
so
it.
exciting.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
After my laser
Oh my
treatment, I'm
gosh.
gonna go sit in there to heal my face faster.
Yes. I literally want to microneedle myself whilst being in there and see how fast I heal.
We can sit in there together.
Yeah.
Microneedle.
That would be actually a dream. Let's do it. Okay, anything else we need to touch on before we jump in?
I feel like prepping for the episode, I always have things I want to say and then I forget.
Yeah.
But no, I think I'm ready to get into the questions. We got
Okay.
a lot this time.
Yeah, there's a ton. We're going to try to just get through as many as we can before we have to go do our wife things, you know?
Yes.
Okay. This first one says best treatment and skincare tips for acne during pregnancy.
Ooh, contrary to popular belief, there are a lot of things you can get done while pregnant and while breastfeeding if you have acne. Always with any products, ingredients, I always say check with your doctor. I'm not a doctor, so check with your doctor if you're ever concerned about anything. But there are things that are considered pregnancy safe that I have seen a lot of success with in clearing my clients' skin. GlyMed has some great products that are pregnancy safe, and it always says in the GlyMed description under FAQ, it'll say if it's pregnancy safe. Accelerator gel is phenomenal. Also is Clinical, their active serum is pregnancy safe, and that is also a really, really great product when dealing with acne. And there are different treatments too. You can do enzymes, you can do LED light therapy. Those are like the main things we do. We do hydrafacials depending on the type of acne. We just make sure we do, if you're an esthetician, we do the peel sensitive solution because that's pregnancy safe instead of the normal Glycel. And then DMK enzyme therapy is also pregnancy safe, and that can also be really great for acne. So that's probably what I would recommend.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say one of my favorite products for acne during pregnancy is Mandelic.
Oh, that's a good one
I
too.
love Mandelic. It's
Yeah.
like my first go-to. But like ditto to everything Rachel just said in regards to treatments, that's like what I would do as well.
Awesome. I feel like we have, because like we've been trained so similarly, I feel like we have
Yes.
like very similar
Beliefs.
beliefs and favorites. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Do you suggest microneedling over sebaceous hyperplasia?
I do.
Okay.
I personally do. I do two things. I aerolace it, then I extract it, and then I microneedle it, and it's gone. I love it. It runs in my husband's family, and I have, we call them barnacles in our family, and I have to get them off of everyone that's related to my husband.
That is a great description because I saw this question, and in my head, I was trying to think of how I would explain this If you don't know what spacious hyperplasia is, I was thinking in my head, I'm like, how do I explain that? Like a pocket of fluid, like a
Yeah.
barnacle. It kind of
It's
looks
an
like.
outie. It's a pore that's turned in from an innie to an outie.
Yes. Yeah. So if you don't know, it's triggered by overactive oil glands. And so when that pore gets filled with oil, the skin grows over it. And that's what gives it that barnacle look to it. Microneedling alone, I don't think it necessarily would give like crazy dramatic results or
Yeah.
anything. Like, I mean, you're getting that collagen production, which is great, but like Alita said, I would suggest an Aerolace if to be more targeted and extraction like what you do.
Yes. Well, and I aerolaced it because it almost like softens it up and it corrects the oil production that's happening. And so once I extract it, like they always pop. They always pop. They don't look like they're poppable, but they are.
And don't try to do it yourself
Yeah.
because you can scar if you're not a professional.
Yeah. And then that's why I do microneedle over it too, though, is because those pores, like once they've been stretched, tend to stay stretched, you know? And
Yeah.
so that's why I like to microneedle over it because I feel like it does help with like the appearance of it looking smaller
Definitely.
after doing that. So that's my approach to sebaceous hyperplasia. I feel like I'm almost too familiar with those barnacles.
The barnacles. I love that. I'm going to start calling them barnacles from
Yes,
now on.
I love
That's
it.
great.
Okay, next one says insights for moving states and starting over as an esthetician.
I got you. I actually was just talking to your cute employee, Caitlin.
Oh, I'm
I
crying.
know. She's moving to Utah. She just announced it, but I was here doing a wellness session, and after I was talking to her just in general about like moving states and like starting over. And I was like, you know, that's like what's so crazy. I mean, I don't know what her plan is, but
Yeah.
like just starting over in general when you're in our career path, because you start from ground zero. It's not
Yes.
like your clients are following you. And so here are some tips I've been thinking about because we had that conversation. So, I mean, first and foremost, depending on what state you're going to, you do want to check regulations like Utah and Washington. It's a master esthetician license. So it can be a little different what you
Yeah.
can and cannot do. So make sure you check the state regulations so you're not doing anything outside of your
Scope.
scope. Thank you. And then also, I always say this too, if you are starting your own business or whatever it is you're doing, do giveaways with other local businesses, and that's a really great way to reach people and people within like a similar category, like self-care, gym goers. Do a giveaway with the gym, do a giveaway with a massage parlor, do a giveaway with a nail salon, different things like that. If you are going, it depends if you're solo or wanting to work for someone. If you're working for someone, just bring your resume into every place you're interested in. And if you're solo, don't just settle in the first salon suite you come across. Do tours of as many as you can and see what feels good. And try to join and network, join different esthetician Facebook groups for that particular state or area you're in. I did this too when I was trying to grow my business, is get business cards and walk around to other businesses and ask them if you can leave your card there. I did that with hair salons for my friends that are hairstylists. I'd say, hey, can I just leave my cards here for people to see when they come
Yeah.
and wait for their hair appointment? You can even offer incentives for the people that do come in for word of mouth, or maybe give them $10 off if they post a selfie of their glowing skin after their facial. Just different things like that, I think can be helpful.
Totally. I love it. Yeah, with Caitlin moving, she is staying on our team. She's just going virtual for health coaching, which I'm so excited. So sad, but like so excited for
Oh yeah, that's so happy. She
her.
can still like be a part of Flourish even if she's like
Yes.
physically not here.
I did not anticipate for us to do so many virtuals. We have hundreds of virtual clients that we've worked with,
That's
and
amazing.
I like that we can keep that remote aspect in our business as well. It makes it easier and not so sad when people can't be in person.
Yeah, well, how cool that you can reach people all over the world, essentially.
Yes.
Like,
And
so cool.
that's something that I'm excited about these new labs is that I'm not limited to just the US anymore. And like, because with hair scans, like you can't send to New York or Canada. But now with these labs, I don't think I can still send to New York for some specific labs because of their health regulations in my
Oh,
own
okay.
state. But now I can ship it to anywhere in the world, which is so cool.
That's
Yeah,
amazing.
I'm excited. Okay, how to boost Google. Oh, wait, sorry. I read that one. Well, I read the last one.
Oh, you're fine. Read
Okay.
it. You're great.
How to boost Google reviews without nagging. I like this one.
Me too. Incentives.
Incentives. Up at the front here at Flourish, we have little like cards. What are they called? Like little business
Like
cards.
with QR codes.
So with ours, we have the like if you leave a review, I think it's like you get $10 off of your next product or service or treatment, whatever. And then on the back side of that, we have it be a referral card. And so if you write someone's name down, or if you give it to someone with your name on it and then they bring it in, you also get a discount on top of that. So it's a referral and a review card.
I love it.
And so you're getting like a double whammy. But I feel like it's really helpful just to have that up at the front because people love discounts. They love it.
Yeah. And that way you don't always have to say anything. It's like,
Yes.
oh, like people come to the front all the time. They're like, oh, I'd love to take a pamphlet. And so that way
Yes.
they take it and you, if you're not comfortable saying it, they can just grab it.
Yes. And you can set for whatever booking site you have, you can turn on automatic like messages that get sent to people so that it will ask them to leave a review. I recommend turning that on. We have that for every single like wellness session and facial service that we offer. Like anytime, even if it's a client that's been here a million times, they still get that little prompt and it really starts to add up. It's
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Pilates studio I go to.
Oh yeah.
Every time I get an email that says, how did we do? We'd love to hear from you.
Oh,
Leave
I
a
love
review.
it. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I've done, every time I do a giveaway on my Instagram, I always say, leave a review for more entries. And I usually get a
Yes.
couple at least when I do that.
And I think also creating FOMO, like if you're posting that your clients are leaving you reviews, other clients are like, oh, I want to leave a review. You know, I think creating like a little bit of FOMO in that way is also good.
Yeah, I agree. Let's take an ad break. This episode is sponsored by Lissy Skincare. You guys, we just had Lissy on a previous episode, and we've had the opportunity to use her entire skincare line. It is amazing. She created it with a passion after struggling with acne for 10 plus years, and she couldn't really find anything to clear up her acne or fungal acne. All of the products are acne, fungal acne, and pregnancy safe. The best seller is Mandelic Serum that went viral on TikTok. And according to customer reviews, it has helped every type of acne, including hormonal, inflamed, cystic, fungal, and more. The products were created with acne-prone skin in mind while also being really gentle on the skin barrier, especially their jelly cleanser. It's an aloe vera base, so you shouldn't be feeling stripped or irritated after using it. Their vitamin C serum is also acne safe, which can be really tricky to find with vitamin C ingredient in particular. It is amazing for that, and you can see a lot of brightening with it as well. Lissy Skincare has a wholesale program, so estheticians, listen up. We have a lot of SD listeners, so this is for you. You can wholesale Lissy Skincare for your clients to achieve these amazing results while also growing your own business. So go to Lissy Skincare and use code SKINCLUBPODCAST at checkout for 10% off your order. That's Lissy skincare.com. Use Skin Club Podcast for 10% off your order. Okay. Can we have more information on NAD injections?
Yes. Okay. NAD. Every single cell in your body naturally has NAD in it. It's like what helps your body to also like stay healthy. It's really great for age prevention, for just staying youthful. So, and I love NAD injections. I don't always love the feeling that I personally get when I get them done sometimes because I get pretty nauseous and dizzy when it's happening too quickly. But you can do it at like a super low speed, I guess, or like I typically get an IV drip. But yeah, sometimes like you'll feeling like almost like a crushing feeling.
Really, like, is this in IVs? Because I
Yeah, when
remember
I've gotten
when,
an IV.
okay, because Dre talked about this
Yes.
years ago when we had her on,
Yes.
and that was when I first heard about NAD.
Yes. I feel like it's the biohack of IVs and injections and things. Like, if you want to reverse age and be so youthful internally, do NAD
NAD,
injections.
yeah.
Yes. I love them. I'm here for them. Is it for everyone? Probably not, but I think that they're great. I love
One
them.
day I will try them.
Oh, you should go into my Darcel.
I know, I really should.
Yeah, just do it.
I really should. I don't know why. Sometimes I get nervous.
Oh, just tell her to do it slowly
Okay.
because I did mine in like 15 minutes and I was like
15
passing out.
minutes?
Yeah.
Is that like fast?
Yeah.
Because I think when I got my last IV, it was like took an hour.
Yeah. Like I was, because I was doing it between clients because I wasn't feeling super good
So
that day.
you're just trying to pump it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had it on full flow.
Speaking of full flow,
On period.
no, I just did
Oh.
my coffee enema and I
Oh.
couldn't figure out which way was to open the valve, and I accidentally opened it all the
Oh.
way and it like shot coffee up my butt so fast. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's alarming.
And okay, this is really funny. Sorry, side note. So I did my coffee enema right before I came here to record.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to clean everything. Like, I cleaned my bucket, I threw it in the shower. Like, there's no
Yeah.
poop anywhere. Like, it's all sanitary. But the coffee, there's like some coffee kernels. I just like, not kernels, but like
Grounds.
kind of grounds that I poured in the sink. And
Okay.
our sink won't drain. And so I just left it there. I was like, I'll get Drano and worry about it later.
Yeah.
But in our sink, it looks like brown poop almost in the sink because of the
Ew.
grounds. And Jason just got home from work, and look what he just texted me. He said, "Don't tell me you didn't pour your coffee down our
That's
sink." I should tell him I
funny.
pooped in the sink
Yeah.
and see what he
Just say
says.
like, oh, this I couldn't make it to the toilet. I had to sit on the sink.
Let me get to the sink. Okay, sorry. Side
That's so
tangent that made
funny.
me laugh, and you said full valve or flow, and it made me think of my coffee.
It very much is like a part of this topic and conversation,
Yes,
but I
I'm
love
in my
it.
wellness era, and if you're listening, you're probably a wellness girly, so
Yes.
you get the vibes that we love coffee enemas here at the
We
Skin Club
do.
podcast.
We do.
Anyways, any other thoughts on
Love it.
NAD?
No, I love it. I think you should try it.
Okay.
Okay, next one says best way to market a new service.
Dreamhouse Agency.
Yeah. Honestly, like before I launched yesterday, I had Haley look. I just sent her like my Canva edits that I had made, and literally she's like, oh my gosh, Alita. And she's like, these look terrible. And she just starts fixing them and she just fixed them all for me. So Haley is my go-to. She's awesome. But I definitely think that like creating some hype and like showing sneak peeks is always really fun and having a countdown timer and like really just trying to go all out for them and just dropping hints. Dropping
Yeah.
hints is really fun.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, that's the number one thing I learned from Haley from her podcast episodes with us and just working with her
Yeah.
is creating that FOMO, creating that anticipation. Like, what
Yes.
is it? Like, when you're hinting something, people are going to want to know, like,
Yes.
do you, for like a week or two before and like keep posting stories. Don't worry about being annoying. Just keep posting sneak peeks and different
Yes.
things like that. So I
Yes.
completely agree. Okay, your top five tips for opening your own business.
Let's each come up with some.
Okay. Hire out where you need. That was my biggest mistake when I first started my business, was not hiring out and trying to put on all the hats. There's
Hundred
no
percent.
need to do that.
Yes, that's a huge one. I
Yeah.
love that. That like genuinely like top of my list. That one another one would be okay. So that was one. So number two would be Have it be something that you're well educated on and something that you are passionate to the moon about. Like, know your crap and be like, live it. Whatever it is, live it, laugh, love. Like, it needs to be you and it needs to be something that you can rally for when it gets hard.
Yeah, that's
You
a
know?
really good one.
Yeah.
A third one, I would say start marketing before you open. Create the
Yes.
hype before you open your doors.
Yes. Fourth one would be get a lawyer, get an accountant, and or like a CPA.
Yes.
Get your finances in check and just make sure you're doing everything right legally. Cover all, like, dot all of your I's and cross all of your T's. That's something I'm so glad that I found a lawyer so early on in my business because I haven't gotten in trouble yet.
Yeah.
In like it, but I feel like especially when opening a storefront, people think that you have money and they want to sue at like
Yeah.
they think that there's money there and they're much more likely to sue. And so I feel like just making sure you have all of your bases covered is extremely important.
100%.
Yeah.
I was listening. There's a podcast called The Makeup Artist
I
Podcast,
love.
and they were talking about just the importance of having contracts for everything, like the things
Literally
you don't even
everything.
think about, like when you're on set or if you're with a bride, have things like if your bride moves and you drop some product on them, like have that in the contract. Like, I'm not responsible if something gets on you. If people are being disrespectful, if a creepy uncle comes in, like you have the right to leave if you're uncomfortable. Like,
Yeah.
everything in the contract to protect yourself for whatever that may be, because it's true, people do get so happy and it's really scary, especially like as a small business owner. Like,
It's terrifying.
it's so scary. And
Yeah.
unfortunately, there are people who don't have your best interest in mind and
Totally.
support.
Yes.
Okay, fifth business tip. I would say to have colleagues and to have a circle of people that you trust that you can lean against, because it's not always going to be the easiest thing.
Yes. Like running a business is like unto having children. You need a village. It takes a village, and it's a very lonely process when you don't, and it's very isolating. Like one, it's like when you become a parent, you live, eat, breathe your kids. Like it becomes your life all of the time, and you're the only one that can take care of it or them, you know? So it's very like very rewarding. Like it's very much similar to parenting and like entering that season, I think, because of the responsibility that you constantly feel all of the time, and it's extremely hard to turn it off. So having a community of people and having support, I feel like, is so helpful.
Yeah.
Or like mentors that you can reach out to is also really awesome.
Totally. And if you don't have any like close friends or people in the area that you feel really close to, like there are people that do offer virtual help. Like
Yeah.
Rhea has a whole business platform that she offers to mentor students specifically for business. And you do your matcha with Alita's. Alita's a really great mentor too.
Oh,
If
thank you.
yeah, no,
You're so nice.
you are a business queen. And so, yeah, book a matcha with Alita. And like, there's people in the industry that want to help you.
Yes, and like it takes so much trial and error. And so I'm so grateful. For example, shout out to literally Haley for coming in so early when I was solo, because she was the one that got me in touch with a lawyer, got me in touch with social media marketing, and like helped me learn about trademarking and like all this stuff that I would have never thought of on my own. And it's nice to have people who've done it and done well, or done it and not done well. And it just like you learn from other people's experiences based off of
Yeah.
that.
She's the reason my contracts are as thorough as they
Oh,
are.
I love it. Love it.
They were not before her.
Yes. I love that.
Okay. Where are we?
Okay, next one says, how do you stand out among others in this industry? I love it.
What are your thoughts?
You already do stand out because you are you, and that's all that it takes to stand out is just being yourself. I know it sounds like so cliche, but like you are the secret sauce. You are it. You are the moment. You are her. Like it doesn't, I feel like the more that you become like everyone else, the more you get lost in the pool. You know, and so just be you, be authentically you, and show up and be educated in what you're talking about and show your conviction towards what you talk about. And I feel like that's how you stand out, is just showing up as you with your love and passion for whatever you're selling. And that's it.
I was listening to a podcast the other day, which I love what you said. It reminded me. I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they were saying, like, we as a society, we do things because they're the normal thing to do. Like, we start every podcast saying, "Hi guys, like, welcome back." And we end with, "Thanks for listening. Bye." It's like, we could do whatever we wanted. We could say something totally random and it's not what we normally do, but we could. Like, we don't have to do the normal thing every time. And so if like there's something different you want to do with your business, do it. If you like Macy's a great example. Face by Mace, she loves her rave music. She loves her colorful vibe. And like she's just staying true to her. And that's great. And I don't think you need to do anything like so different to stand out. I think you just need to do what feels right to you, and the right people will be attracted to you and come to you for you because there's no one like you. Like you were saying, there really is nobody that has like your set of skills, your personality, your massage. Like you are you, and no one can replicate that. And I also think not. We say this every time, but not looking at other people. You and I, we've both kind of stopped our Instagram scrolling just because it's not good for the mental health. Like, I do have a really hard time. Well, I used to, not anymore, but like, I used to have a really hard time with comparing myself and trying to be different and like overanalyzing other people's socials to try to be different. And like, that is not healthy at all. Like, you just need to, everyone out of your mind and focus on yourself.
Well, and I felt in that same in the same boat of like I feel like I'm doing the same thing that everyone else is doing. But then with like I've also felt the other side of the coin where my idea for what I wanted to do, for example, with Flourish, I had never seen someone pave the way. I had no one to like look up to in that way of like, oh, I have some like a model to go off of. Like, I didn't have someone to refer to as that, like, inspo, I'm gonna say. And also, I feared so much being irrelevant because my takes, as you guys know, like, I'm gonna call my hot takes about like trigger foods and different things. I felt like I was not comfortable talking about them for almost 2 years publicly because of fear of being judged and like being irrelevant because it wasn't what everyone else was posting, like
Because
because
it's different.
it was different, but I it didn't make me feel any better because I'm like, oh, I'm so different. No, it felt isolating and it felt like I was irrelevant, even though it worked really well in my practice. It didn't feel any better to like be so like quote unquote different
Well,
in
and it
that
can be
way.
scary too, in that way, sharing an opinion that is not
Common.
common.
But just be you and show up authentically, and that's enough. And that's why people will come see you.
Okay. What do you look for when you're hiring someone?
Someone who can follow directions. One of my things that I do when I'm hiring is I say, send in your resume and send in a video. If you send in your resume but don't send in a video, you will not get the job, period. Because I asked you to do two things. And if you can do one but not the other, then you are not my employee. That's like my top thing.
Plain
Just
simple, yeah.
yes. And I feel like that's okay. I'm gonna say that's my number one. What would be your number one?
I guess I've never really thought about this because I've never hired anyone. I think I mean, trust is the biggest thing, but it's like, how do you know you can trust someone right away? For me, it would be energy, talking to someone and picking up on energy. I'm a very energy girl. If I don't feel good around you, like, I'm not gonna spend time with you. And see how I go off of feelings, see how you feel after the interview if you talk to someone.
Yeah, definitely like good gut feelings, bad gut feelings. Something that I looked for, especially when doing my interviews, gosh, a year and a half ago, was I would ask people's like personality tests
I love that.
because I, with the team that I currently had, I wanted to know who would mesh well with who. So that's something that I like to look at. It's not what I look for, but it's something I do look at as well. I personally don't care for experience. Like that is not something, half of my team were fresh new baby estheticians and I love it. It's so fun. And I like when they are malleable and just are willing to learn and eager to learn. But I have hired in the past when people have said like, my goal is to go solo at some point in my career. I'm like, slay. Like I want to see what you've got. Like, and I just want to be a part of the journey. Let's freaking go. So I look for people who have goals, who
Yeah,
have a vision,
driven.
who have goals and have expectations for themselves. But those are the biggest things, I
Yeah,
think.
someone that can have a fire under their butt and not expect you to pull all the way.
Yes. And there was a time when I was first hiring that I was trying to find someone that was so different from me because I was like, I want to
Oh,
tap
yeah.
in all different types of people. And I didn't want it to fall into the category of just they look like me, they sound like me, they have my same beliefs. Like I wanted someone who in a way like would test me almost and like be able to bring in people that maybe I don't appeal to. And what I learned from that was, or someone told me, a very wise person told me, why the freak are you doing that? Why are you trying to look for someone that is not you? Because your clients come and see you because they align with you. Your business is you. Don't try to change what's like not broken. And so that was a big piece of advice that I'm like, okay, I want people who align with me and see the vision and want to rally, you know? Anyways. Okay, next one. Best continuing education courses after being away for the field for a while.
Oh my gosh, let me pull up my notes. I actually have a notes app full of links to different
I'm
continuing education
not
sites.
surprised.
I love continuing education. Okay, Preston Skin Center, he's got education. Claire Clark BSN. She's got some continuing education. Concepts Institution has some education. What is this one? Jolie.com. One sec, I click this link. I don't remember this one. An introduction. Oh, this is an introduction for skin of color. It's an online course.
Oh.
Yes, I want to take that one. Golden Guides Experience. Let's see. I have a lot of links. Robin McAlpine, the Skin Side Out Squad, mentoring for skin therapists. Let's see. Nerida Joy, she's got some DMK webinars, Glamid webinars, Jan Rainey webinars, Skin Better trainings. Skin Pen has some, and you can actually find some great education on YouTube. I love to follow along dermatologists on YouTube.
Oh,
A
yeah.
lot of derms. I follow Dr. Shireen Idris. And then there's a couple other dermatologists, and they share a lot of good nuggets of information.
Love it. Okay, this next one. Oh, love. Says, I'm coming to Arizona next week. Would love to get together. Let's freaking do it.
Oh my gosh, Kate, we will message you
Yes,
after.
let's do it.
Okay, next one. Hi, nervous about my solo esthetician business as planning for baby number two. Advice.
Okay, my okay, hiring is not for everyone. But I loved having someone who was able to take my clients while I was on maternity leave. My first employee, I hired her while I was like probably 5 or 6 months pregnant with my second. And then shortly after that, went into preterm labor, and she just started filling in a ton for me while I was in and out of the hospital for 10 weeks. And then she was able to take my clients all throughout maternity leave. And that was like her really like first big immersion into aesthetics. And so she slayed, and she took a ton of my clients for those. I think it took like 5 weeks. And then some of my clients from there ended up continuing with her because I had very limited availability, and it didn't make me feel like I had to work 13-hour shifts all of the time, but it was just so helpful. So if hiring an employee is your speed, I would start looking and like training and doing things like that. But if not, book them out. People are going to be okay if they skip a month.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be just fine. I think I intentionally blocked off my schedule from 38 weeks on, just because I, for my first, delivered her early, and same with my second, but she came earlier than I anticipated. So I would say at least book out from like 38 weeks on to close off your books, just in case.
Nice.
And just like enjoy your last 2 weeks of pregnancy. Gosh dang.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. Okay. Do you want to do maybe a couple more?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I figure this one could be really useful for a lot of people. What system or app do you guys use for your consent forms and to hold treatment record forms?
What do you guys use?
We use Jotform.
Love. We use Boulevard. That's our booking system and our consent form system. Okay, next one. This is going to be our last one. What are your favorite ways to build a clientele?
Ooh, where's that one?
The top. I would say my favorite way to build a clientele is through referrals. Like, I like people who are like my clients, and so I like their friends.
I agree 100%.
It's always nice.
Yeah, referrals are the best, doing incentives. This was actually really great. We a couple of months ago had some special going where if you and a friend come, like if you and a friend both book, you get the discount on the facial you come in for. But then if you both come in the one after that, you get an even bigger discount
Oh,
on.
that's
So it
nice.
gives incentives to try
Yeah.
to get people to bring their friends in.
Oh, I
And
love it.
you're right, it usually is people like them and it's people that you get along with super well, vibe with. So I agree, referrals are great. I also just love a good old business card, old fashioned. I love a good business card and just giving them to people,
Yeah.
going to businesses, like I mentioned earlier. I think that's really great too, just to get people in your area.
Totally. Love it.
Okay.
Well, guys, that's all we have for you today. We love you guys. If you guys have any other questions that you want us to answer for next month, just DM us or look out for our question box that we post to our stories. But we will see you guys next week. Bye,
Bye.
guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club Podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.